Joy is to celebrate the Duke. I'd like to welcome all of you to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. We are a lay-led congregation. We welcome individuals with a variety of beliefs, backgrounds, and races, and are a welcoming congregation to individuals of all sexual orientations. I'm Nancy Schrafnagel, the president, and guests and visitors will have chances for introductions later in the service. We will begin with our Child's Light and Meditation. We light the chalice today for the growth that we and others have experienced by participating in this lay-led society. This morning's program is a good example of that participation. And we take a moment to silently ponder Duke Ellington's words that are printed on your program.
A Duke Ellington program was proposed probably a decade ago by Dorothy Weatherby, who loved his music. The Weatherby Fund, established in her name, aids Prairie members of the Prairie community who temporarily need small amounts of money to cover emergency expenses, such as food, rent, and utilities. And the fund had been depleted in the recent past, and we're passing the baskets today for the Weatherby Fund. Not throwing off here, if I can find my... If you have checks, make them off the Prairie Union Youth Society, but we can do that before the weather is fine.
Now is the time in our service where we may share the joys and sorrows in our lives. Any joys or sorrows people would like to share this morning? Yes, Arlen.
I will be fairly brief. You know, 4 years ago I lost my job at Meritor Nursing Home. I went through a severe depression. 5 months ago I lost my job at FAPCO, and strange enough, did not go through a depression. But this past week, it suddenly set in, and I went to the doctor and got back to medication. And one of the reasons I've been coming here is because it came to my attention my behavior was disturbing some people, so I stopped doing that. But I'm here this morning, and I'm glad to be on my friend.
Good to hear you. Eileen.
I'd just like for everyone to know that there was a very lovely memorial service yesterday for Hazel Talia Farrell, who has been a member of both Curry and First Society for many years. She died at 19 years of age. Very nice, and had a nice group from Curry. Other joy?
Okay, a children's story. So the kids get the Poodle Dog Cafe.
Well, I invite all the children to come up here on the steps. Where's all these lots of children? That's okay, we'll start with me.
Someone's inviting them up.
Well, you know what? While we're waiting for the kids, on our program are some songs for everybody to sing. And I don't know what the first one is. Oh, no, we can't go back. We got to wait for the kids.
Yeah, we got the kids.
Come on up. Come here. What's one of the kids?
A-train.
We just can't just stare at you right at the same time. I mean, hey, this is like, I'm beginning to see a light. You got the words, get it out, let's sing. All right? Hi, we're singing a song that will not have dreams. He looked really, really hard. You can see that he's only wearing short trousers, and that'll be important later on. I'll tell you about that. Because boys weren't allowed to wear long trousers then. When Duke was just your age, he went to two churches on Sunday. What do you think of that? He went to his father's church and his mother's church. So he got lots of church on Sunday. And that's also where he heard lots of good music. His parents both play the piano, and I know some of you have parents who play the piano. And his mother encouraged Dukes to play too, and she said he was special. And I bet you people know you're special. Do they tell you you're special? If they don't, I bet they think you're special. And I think you're special, and I hope you think you're special. Anyhow, she said he was special and he could do anything he really, really wanted to do, and he could do it well. And you know what? Duke believed her. And he did do it well, really well. So, when Duke was about 14, he got a job in a cafe that had kind of a funny name. Did any of you know what it was? I bet the audience can tell us what it was.
The Poodle Dog Cafe.
The Poodle Dog Cafe. Isn't that a funny name? Look, it just doesn't sound like a place to eat.
Yeah,
do you eat poodle dog? Do you eat hot dogs? Okay. Anyhow, there he made drinks. Now listen carefully, because I wonder if you can tell me what these drinks were called. He made drinks out of ice cream and yummy chocolate or strawberry syrup, yum yum, and fizzy soda water. Does anyone know what those are called?
Sparkling water.
That's a good guess. Good guess. Hey audience, what are the drinks called? Sodas! And I know how to make them. They're really good. And so when he wrote his very first piano piece, he called it the Soda Fountain Ray. And the soda fountain is kind of like a counter where they keep the soda water and the other stuff for making sodas. Now, when he got a little older, sometimes Duke put on, he still wasn't allowed to wear long trousers, but sometimes he wore them anyway. Then he could get into places for adults only. But you know, there were really, really good piano players in those places. So he went to hear the piano players. And in high school, he started playing piano with his own band, and his own band started to earn lots of money. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? And later he became really famous and he traveled all over the world because people liked his music so much. Now we're going to pretend that Michael Briggs is Duke Ellington. And Mike, come on up to the piano. I'm sorry, Mike, I should have just said to stay up there.
Yeah.
I've been recording. And while he's getting up there, why don't you guys, except for those of you who are singing, the rest of you scoot right behind the piano because we're going to help him out. Okay, let's get the A-Train band together, and the rest of you who aren't singing, come right up here by Mike. Okay, scoot right back there for us now. And you know what? I want you to look who's playing. Okay, audience, you got the words. And we're going to sing it through one time, starting with the third line. Just to keep up here for you. One time, starting with the third line. Then we're going to go back to the very beginning and do the first two lines, and then you join us on the third line the second time, too. Got all that? It'll make sense, I think. If not, we join in when it sounds right. Okay. Let's see.
Cotton Club, owned by a white bootlegging racketeer and staffed by black entertainers. The Cotton Club catered to wealthy and famous Manhattan whites, people like Gordon Gershwin. Blacks weren't admitted except a few distinguished people like Paul Robeson and Ethel Waters, who had to sit at a special table in the corner. Music publisher Irving Mills, who was by then Ellington's manager, talked the Cotton Club into putting on large-scale floor shows featuring flashy tap dancers, stunning singers, and Duke Ellington's musical scores. Mills also arranged for a half-hour radio broadcast of Ellington's band from the club every evening. The shows and the broadcasts were hugely successful. Ellington's marriage was not. He and Edna separated, and Ellington moved in with Cotton Club dancer Mildred Dixon. Now, without interruption, we present four Ellington compositions live from the Fairy Youth Society, and they're singing with the first number.
Thank you.
Fred Allen's comedy program on the radio back then was Titus Moody, who came on as a Dowell East Maine farmer. And one week he said that he left a bucket of ink in the barn, and the cow came in and drank it all. Mood indigo.
Ellington liked to take solos occasionally with his band, and oftentimes he would do a solo that was real slow and sentimental.
To that were allegedly by Irving Mills, but not necessarily really. Ellington's business arrangement with Irving Mills launched his career. Mills broke numerous racial barriers. He booked Ellington as conductor for Maurice Chevalier at Broadway's Fulton Theater, which until then was unheard of for black musicians. Mills fought with record companies to get Ellington's recordings into hitherto all-white catalogs. Mills scheduled a tour of England and later of the South, transporting, feeding, and housing Ellington's band in Pullman cars because they couldn't get into hotels or anything like that. He booked the band in theaters across the nation and helped them survive the stock market crash after 1929. Mills contracted to buy all of Ellington's compositions at $25 each. At the time, Ellington needed the money and thought it was a good deal. Mills was a talented lyricist and took credit for for the text of many of Ellington's compositions, probably sometimes just to give it a white flavor. And having Mills' name on it might help to sell the music to white publishers. But it also gave Mills a cut of the royalties. The partnership lasted 13 years. Ellington wrote, "We dissolved our business relationship agreeably, and in spite of how much he had made on me, I respected the way he had operated. He always preserved the dignity of my name." Duke Ellington had an unblemished image, and that's the most you can do for anybody. Okay, and you'll note that Irving Mills' name appears on the next three numbers, again, performed without narrative.
Question? Mills was white?
Yeah, probably a white Jew.
And was Duke nicknamed Duke, or was he?
He got the nickname in high school. That's even the middle up there, because of his sophisticated. His father, among other things, was a butler in posh white houses and had a style and he transmitted to his son.
Thank you. Thank you. you just heard, I got bad and bad and good. Don't get around much anymore and do nothing till you hear from me. Plus, I'm beginning to see the light and the one that they're going to play next. We're from the period of World War II, and during that time, Ellington's tunes provided a popular diversion for people who badly needed it. The war brought gas rationing and a shortage of materials for making records. And more seriously, some of Ellington's band members were drafted. Eight other top band members left for personal reasons or to get jobs with other bands. Spats within the industry led to temporary bans on Ellington's recording and broadcasting. Despite all these impediments, he continued to write these memorable tunes. And we'll hear another one now from the Dark Moon Band.
By then, he had begun to write more sacred music, and eventually
plunged his soul into that calling. His career was boosted by the recording of Satin Doll, by a spectacular performance at the 1956 Newport Jazz Festival, and by performances of his sacred music extravaganza in the major cathedral. If the men in the choir, I'm going to invite the choir up on the stage just to get ready, but if the men will be sure you've got your words to Satin Doll, I'd like the rest of the men in the congregation also to get out the words and just the guy who are interested in Satin Doll. If you want to scoot over next to another guy, you feel safe in numbers. Just wait, just right. You have no copy,
sir.
You need one
of these. I have another page five.
Baby, shall we know that I'll
going to have another reincarnation that we have here for one of his most lovely pieces that he liked himself to play for the congregation and club audiences during the last few years of his life.
Thank Delita for coordinating this program and for all the performers who were involved. This service has been a long time coming and is an honor in memory of Dorothy Weatherby and Duke Ellington. As you can see, there's many opportunities to contribute and perform here at the Prairie. Whether you're 3 or 83, you can have a supportive audience that you can perform in front of. Introduction of visitors. Any guests or visitors who'd like to be introduced or reintroduce themselves?
For Susie and Sandy De Beers, and we've been here one other time. The Unitarian is from the
Good to see you back.
Hi, we're Judy and Paul Elderson. We've been here a few times.
Guests or visitors?
My son Aaron is kind of a
visitor. Oh. don't bite here.
I'm Bob Culler. I brought my recorder. He only missed two notes.
Anyone else you'd like to introduce?
I'm Randy Christensen. I come occasionally, like annually. I was sort of motivated to come today because I met Duke Ellington in 1972.
Oh, wow.
And, I talked to him after concert. But I dug out my autograph of him too, and of his, my favorite Simon of his, Paul Gonzalez, and so I just that's still a memory that I treasure. I appreciate you folks bringing it back into the talent.
I'm Tom Mullen. I'm a friend of Randy's, and he invited me, so.
I think my two band members are still here, Bonnie Gruber and my left, and Ingrid Lindjohn.
Good to have you back playing here. Enjoyed you other times also. Anyone else? Okay. Very brief prairie announcements. Is there anything critical coming up in the next week? Randy.
While we're doing a Saturday night, anybody who wants to partake in festivities, we're starting about 5. Short. The other one is next week I will pass out some new friend assignments. So if you're thinking about that festival this week.
Okay, and while wintering, are you looking for adults to help?
If they
also
want to come and help or just enjoy themselves with us.
Okay, good. Rosemary.
Yeah, I neglected to give a longer story into the prairie fire, but even though this is a hard act to follow, next week's program is really quite important. I think it's about Planned Parenthood, past, present, and future. And one of the people from the city is going to speak to us. And if you read the paper and the vile propaganda that's coming right now again from the anti-abortion, so-called right to life people, it's really important that we support Planned Parenthood very, very much. So I hope many of you will come.
Thank you. Yes, Kathy.
Just want to let you know there's a new prairie brochure available at the back table in the room outside. If you know of anybody who would like one, you know, take them and have them around.
A long-awaited new prairie brochure. Warren.
On your way out, check the table in the back. There's something there that will help you enable Phoenix Wardell to ride like, 500 miles?
500? More than 500. Okay, and it's also a fundraiser for the American Lung Association.
Yes.
And there's a couple of pieces of paper back there where you can
read
it.
48 days.
48 days, and is that in May?
June.
Okay.
Paula. Just quickly, a reminder for guests at your chamber donations, I'd like them to be in by the end of the month. There's a sign up on the welcoming table for the homeless shelter breakfast. It's Tuesday morning. And also for the Interfaith Hospitality Network, there are still slots that perhaps people could fill. They have the week that we're committed to help with the Interfaith Hospitality Network coincided this month with our week for the homeless shelter. So I hope that doesn't detract from each other. It begins today, yes. Habitat for Humanity is a week from yesterday.
This Saturday.
It's not clear. The 29th, next Saturday.
Other announcements?
Okay.
Well, Duke Ellington ended his performances with the words, "I love you, Natalie." We're going to end ours with another round of age brain, and if people do need to go, you're welcome to leave at that time. We encourage you to stay around and sing. And then maybe with live music, maybe with a CD player, which has been bulky, we're going to dance for a while for those who want to stick around. So get your words out to age brain, and we'll get the musicians back up here.